And my muse, Judith Malina. Who always inspired me to a revolutionary poetry, but with feelings. Don't forget the feelings. I'm gonna say hello to my friend Tom Walker. A poet and an artist and a collager. Oh. And I'm gonna say.
Hey, Tom, where'd you go?
Sure, no problem. I'm just giving hello to everybody. This was Kathy Georges, one of organizers of tonight's event. And the poet and the publisher of Three Room Press. And I connect with her through the Dada adventures that we do sometimes right here in Cornelia Street Cafe. And that's a shout out to Cornelia Street Cafe, who does still events. Yeah. I'm just gonna keep you busy for a couple of minutes as we're waiting for other people to come in. And slowly, slowly we'll introduce you to the readers of tonight. Yes, my voice is a little loud. We're gonna make it really nice and easy. Easy listening. Poetry. If it's possible, something like this. I wanna say hello to Judy Waltman, a famous performer and artist who is going to perform in Paris.
Well, first year.
And that's not as in Paris Hilton, as in Paris, France.
Yes, thank you very much.
And I want to say hello to Max Black.
Watch your feet.
The true blue revolution will be filmed in the late afternoon kind of guy. Who brings erotica and beautiful lower New York style.
Yeah.
I want to say lower somehow, you know, because we are in a basement. This is basement poetry. Valerie in a basement. One day I'm going to start a poetry series in Tompkins Square branch of New York Public Library called Valerie downstairs. I want to say hello to friend and enemy of mine.
Frenemy.
Steve Dalashinsky. Yay! Who's being applauded. He's not used to that. He's also going to entertain us tonight. He says, I hope not. And I'm gonna say hello to Shelley Miller.
Yeah.
The most enthusiastic, smiling, wonderful poet and performer forever. And it's been with us for a long time with the New Romantics and Jeff Cypher Wright, the critic of Brooklyn Rail, the poet and publisher of Cover Magazine and Live Mag forever. So these are just few of the poets. George Wallace, of course, the famous poet, with whom I said before I connect through a Greek island, because Ira and myself, we were in Crete. Harold North was in Hydra. Charles Henry Ford was in Chania, Crete. We were all hanging out in Mediterranean, in Greek islands, looking for inspiration, looking for
love.
Love. Yes. The program of the evening will go as such. I'm going to have a small introduction just to accustom you with the poet. We are bringing his spirit back to Cornelia Street Cafe. I'm gonna say like a small you know, Tibetan or whatever prayer, and Om Mani Padme Om, something like that. And then we'll try to invoke his spirit and he will be with us, for sure, because I'm very good at that. So, as a medium, I'm going to introduce, very few people know who Harold really was. For example, he wore a rock, he wore a toupee. You know, very few people know that, because they would, you know, see him from pictures and they say, wow, good looking man. 93, look at him, full hair. Well, it was a toupee. But that's just among ourselves. We shouldn't leave. What stays in Cornelia Cafe stays here. We shouldn't take this outside. Other interesting things about him, he smuggled at one time a couple of kilos of kif hashish from Morocco to Spain, you know, in his boots. And when he met a friend, Hattie, who was the wife of Angus Maclise, a famous poet who died in India, and she said, it's like bringing coal to Newcastle. What are you doing? You know, you can find kif, you know, cheaper right here. You know, what are you smuggling it for? Risking your life. You know, so a couple of, you know, you can find this kind of little gossips in his book called Memoirs of a Bastard Angel, a 50-year odyssey of erotica and literature. The guy was a big lover of men and women, but mostly men. But he was a lover. He really brought love and understanding and lust. And, you know, it's very, very interesting, his life. So I will talk a little bit, just not to get you bored, and then we'll get to the poetry side. So Kathy, you tell me, when should we start?